Good day, everyone. While sitting in my garden thinking about a topic for today's program, I happened to look at my lilacs and realized that was today's topic, lilacs in ballet.
Hello, this is Ramona Panzagra, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet, welcoming you to my weekly show about music and dance, Music Moves.
Welcome to Music Moves, a series of programs discussing a myriad of topics about my favorite subject, music and dance. My goal in this program is to introduce listeners to some of the most beautiful music you've never heard, to introduce you to music you didn't know, and to reintroduce you to old music friends, perhaps viewed in a different way. Hello, everyone. So, lilacs in ballet. How is that possible? Well, three examples come to my mind. First of all, lilac is a color, and lilac is a plant. So, lilac the color, what comes to mind is the lilac fairy from Sleeping Beauty. And lilac the plant, two ballets inspired by lilacs. Anthony Tudor's beautiful Lilac Garden and Yuri Posikoff's ballet Diving into the Lilacs. Lilacs have inspired not only choreographers, but also painters, musicians, and even mythology. Lilacs have a deep-rooted history originating in ancient Greece. It was said that Pan, the god of forests and fields, was hopelessly in love with a nymph named Syringa. One day, he was pursuing her through the forest, and afraid of his advances, she turned herself into a lilac shrub to disguise herself. To Pan's surprise, he could not find Syringa, but he did find the shrub, and because a lilac shrub consists of hollow reeds, he cut the reeds and created the first Pan pipe. The scientific name for lilac is Syringa vulgaris, and the name is derived from the Greek word syrinx, which means pipe. The common name lilac was borrowed from French and Spanish word of the same name. And by the way, Debussy wrote a beautiful piece for solo flute called Syrinx. Lilacs have one of the earliest bloom times, and therefore they became to symbolize spring and renewal. They also symbolize confidence, and that's what made them a traditional gift for graduates. And there are many meanings of the color of lilacs. Victorians had an entire encyclopedia about the meaning of flowers. They believed that white lilacs symbolized purity and innocence, violet lilacs symbolized spirituality, blue, happiness and tranquility, magenta, love and passion, and lilac, the color for which this flower is named, is a light purple that symbolizes a first love. Although the various colors have different meanings, the lilac has always had a strong association with love and romance throughout history. So if we think about Tchaikovsky writing Sleeping Beauty at the end of the 19th century, he has all of this lore in regards to the lilac. So is it any wonder that he picked lilac as the color of the strong, confident fairy that leads Princess Aurora and Prince Desiree together? I don't think it's a coincidence at all. So let's listen to the Lilac Fairy's variation from the prologue of Sleeping Beauty.
Thank you.
we've been introduced now to the Lilac Fairy, and you can hear her confidence, how gracious she is. Usually it's a taller ballerina. We know what she's like now. In the next scene, when we see her again, the Lilac Fairy shows her strength. Carabosse is injured and commanded that Princess Aurora will prick her finger and die. The Lilac Fairy enters, again gracious, with the sound of the magical harp, and says, "No, no, no, this isn't going to happen. She will fall into a deep slumber." So here, again, the Lilac Fairy. The Lilac Fairy next appears in one of my very favorite sections of music in the entire score of Sleeping Beauty. It's called the Vision Scene. She sees Prince Desiree in the forest and leads him magically to Princess Aurora. he sees visions of her throughout the woodlands as they look and search to find her sleeping place. Eventually, all three of them dance together, Aurora in a vision, the prince, and the lilac fairy. So here is the pas de trois from the vision scene of Sleeping Beauty.
Thank you.
moving forward to another example of lilacs in ballet, one must talk about Anthony Tudor's masterpiece, Lilac Garden. It's considered to be one of the very first ballets that represented psychological nuance and drama in the story. It was premiered in London in 1936. It is set to Ernest Chausson's piece, Poème, for violin, soloist, and orchestra. Tudor had tried setting the ballet to other compositions before realizing that Poème was a perfect fit for the situation he wished to portray. Chausson's inspiration for the music came from a novella by the Russian writer Ivan Turgenev, known in English as The Song of Triumphant Love, which concerns a set of intertwined relationships. Well, with Tudor's story about unrequited love and upper classes suppressing their emotion and yielding to social convention and a psychological study, well, the two were a match made in heaven. As you can tell by the title, the ballet is set in an evening garden party during the Edwardian era in England. And a young woman named Caroline, who is engaged to a man she does not love, has come to say goodbye to her friends and particularly her lover. She steals brief moments with him during the gathering, while the man she must marry himself privately encounters an episode in his past, also present at the party. Attempts at intimacy are constantly interrupted by other guests. Caroline ultimately bids her lover a halted farewell as the man she must marry takes her on his arm and leads her away in their betrothal of convenience. Her lover, having secretly given Caroline a gift of lilacs at the last possible moment, is left alone as the curtain closes. One of my favorite stories about this ballet is that before every performance, the stage curtain is sprayed with the fragrance of lilacs. And when the curtain arises, the entire audience gets that intoxicating aroma. So here is the wonderful ballet, Lilac Garden.
Thank you.
That was an absolutely delicious rendering of that work. Performance by Joshua Bell on the violin with Andrew Litton and the Royal Philharmonic. And by the way, Andrew Litton is now the music director for New York City Ballet. Our final offering today is the ballet Diving into the Lilacs by Russian choreographer Yuri Posikov. Yuri said that lilacs transport him back to his years as a ballet student in Moscow. He said that Diving into the Lilacs, which premiered in 2009, is about feelings of the time and moods. It's not about memories, it's about emotions when he was in school. He said that there was a large window he could look out, and in the spring, the lilacs were bursting over the top of that windowsill. And the set design, with its rectagonal box filled with lilacs on the back scrim, represent that moment. He said so many things were happening when he was in school. Sometimes there's happiness or sadness, but on such huge emotional levels, you don't know why. And it was those powerful emotions that drove his choreographic choices later. The ballet has 7 couples and 3 contrasting duets for principals. It starts in silence, and that was an idea that Yuri had drawn from his memories of a dark, silent Moscow. And from there, the ballet's 4 movements, a sonatina, waltz, adagio, and rondo, propel the viewers through various moods. He said, "For me, it's kind of seasons of the lilacs. The first movement is winter time. It's gloomy, no light, black and white. Everything is strange. The second movement is spring, fluid, calm, and that late spring when we always fell in love. The fast-paced 4th movement," he says, "is when the flowers were full in bloom." He also said that unlike Lilac Garden that has a specific story, he wanted his audience and his dancers to take from the ballet what is meaningful to them. It's like listening to music. Each of us responds to it differently through our own emotions and experience. He makes a point when he talks about the music for the 3rd movement, which has, as he said, some kind of magic thing, completely personal, that binds the listener in the music. He said, "When I'm listening to it, I think it's only for me. It's a huge personal connection." The music is by Boris Tchaikovsky. They say no relation. I'm not so sure with that last name. He was born in 1925 and died in 1996. This work was composed in 1953. He was very influenced by Shostakovich and Mussorgsky. He did study with Shostakovich. This is a lovely piece of music called Sinfonietta for Strings. So here is Yuri Posikov's ballet, Diving into the Lilacs.
Thank you.
That was Boris Tchaikovsky's Sinfonietta for Strings, music for the beautiful ballet by Yuri Posokov entitled Diving into the Lilacs. I hope you've enjoyed today's exploration from the garden and lilacs in ballet. Please stay tuned next week for more explorations in music and dance. This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet. Have a great week.